Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
Well, a very happy Monday to you once again. It is that time on the show where we get to catch up with the lovely and ever so awesome Dr. Paul Coupe for our Pearl of Wisdom for today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Z. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dr. Pearl?
I'm great. It looks like winter's sort of finally settling in.
Right?
It's kind of decided.
Yeah, because we've been waiting.
Is it
kicking in? Is it kicking in?
It came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah. Dr. Pearl, we started a conversation last week about be still and know that I am God.
Yeah. And, you know, last week, it really, as I said in the first message, that it was really inspired by the whole elections. You know, we had elections and everybody was so worried and said everybody was so anxious. And even after the elections, there was still that sense of discomfort and dismay and worry. And so, yeah, this series was inspired by that. And the series is really dealing with the aspect and the principle of being still and knowing that He is God. Being still and knowing He's God. Because, you know, it's something that we know in our heads, like I said last time.
Correct.
But we don't actually know how to apply it.
Yeah.
And so in this session, I'll be talking more about what does it mean to be still? What does it mean to be still and know that He is God? In this session, I really want to talk about one of the ways that we can be still and know that He is God is by waiting upon the Lord.
Amen.
Waiting upon the Lord, because sometimes we like to preempt Him. You know, we're so used to being in control.
Sure.
We love control and we love predictability. We want to know this is going to be happening. And faith doesn't allow you to do that. Faith means that you have to give the control over to God.
And be okay with uncertainty sometimes?
A certain level of uncertainty. Why I say that is because the certainty is that we know that God is in control.
Correct.
So there is that certainty. And if God is in control, then
that's
it means
all we need to know.
Yeah, hoshap, hozoba right. Everything is going to be fine because He's going to be in control. So I want to talk more about what does it mean to wait upon the Lord? And thankfully, we have a whole scripture that talks about waiting upon the Lord. And Isaiah 40, verse 31 is a scripture that all of us know. We recite it religiously, but it's not that easy for us to implement, to actually wait upon the Lord. Because remember, we're that generation that likes things quickly. We want suddenly, the God of suddenly, who will appear now. And, you know, all of those things. We want microwave success.
Yeah.
We don't like process, all of those things. So when you tell us to wait upon the Lord, it's almost like a swear word. Because, Tina, we want everything like we want it yesterday.
Yeah.
And so waiting upon the Lord is not something that we like to do. But the truth of the matter is it is a biblical principle and it's something that we need to acclimatize to and learn to do if we really want to live our best life in God. So Isaiah 40, verse 31 says this. It says, but they who wait for the Lord shall. So it's not may. It shall. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's guaranteed.
Mm.
It's guaranteed. They that wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Mm. And not faint. So this is how this is talking about waiting upon the Lord.
Yeah.
So being still. And knowing that He is God means that you have to take time out to wait upon the Lord. And these are the benefits of waiting upon the Lord. When you wait upon Him, your strength is not going to be depleted.
Amen.
Because it says, in fact, you get strengthened. You get strengthened. Not only will your strength not be depleted, you will rather be strengthened. You know, I always remember that advert, Red Bull gives you wings. Well, here there's some wings talking about. It says you'll mount up on wings of an eagle.
Amen.
So Red Bull gives you wings, but waiting upon the Lord will give you eagle's wings.
Come on.
You know what I'm talking about. When you wait upon the Lord,
amen,
you'll mount up on those wings, eagle's wings.
Yeah.
Because eagle's wings are strong. They're so strong they can can rise above the storm. So when you wait upon the Lord, then it gives you that strength which is sustainable. It's not a counterfeit strength. It's not a superficial strength. It's not just for 5 minute strength, but it's a lasting strength, sustainable strength that we can rely on.
Sure.
So being still and waiting on God entails requires that we wait upon Him in prayer.
Amen.
That's one of the ways that we wait upon Him. In prayer, when you don't know what's going to happen, when things look uncertain, that's not the time to start talking negatively.
Yeah.
That's not the time to start imagining every terrible thing that can happen, because that's now when we allow the enemy to come into our thoughts.
Yeah.
And we give him some space in our head, rent free, you know, to start planting thoughts and negative thoughts, and those negative thoughts begin to take over. No, waiting upon the Lord means shutting out and shutting down those negative thoughts. And it means exactly waiting upon Him in prayer. In prayer, those are the things. And when we do that, we will mount up. It's a done deal. It's a shall deal. It's not a maybe deal. It's a done deal. We will mount up on wings like eagles. And that means we'll be able to go the journey, because we will run and we will not be weary, and we will walk and not faint. So to somebody out there who's out there and they're really stressing and they're anxious and anxiety is threatening to take over, I want to just, you know, just declare over you. And we want to just cancel and rebuke all those negative thoughts that may be coming into your head right now, where you're thinking, maybe it's a health issue. You're thinking, I'm so sick, I'm never going to recover. I'm going to die. I'm just trusting and praying that you will wait upon the Lord.
Amen.
And you will trust Him for the recovery of your health. It could be your marriage. You will trust Him for the recovery of your marriage. Wait upon Him. Don't worsen things by screaming, shouting at your spouse, you know, threatening divorce, all of those. That's not waiting upon the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
It's waiting upon the Lord means trusting God, you know, for a change, for a difference.
Yeah.
And so I want to encourage you out there that don't start allowing the enemy to come in rent-free into your headspace and plant negative thoughts, but just begin to wait upon Him in prayer. Wait upon Him by canceling those negative thoughts, and know that He who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above our every thought, our every imagination, our every hope.
Yeah.
He can do it.
Amen.
And so let's wait upon the Lord.
Sure. That's a powerful word. Thank you so much. I think one of the things it's just reminded me is how sometimes, you're right, we recite scripture. Sometimes we read so quickly past verses so we can quote them, but we don't really just get into the true meaning of it. Because right now, as Christians, I feel like we've associated waiting on God as like a negative season, a punishment, and it's like nothing is happening and it's bad.
No,
meanwhile,
absolutely.
You know, we will renew our strength when we wait on God. It's necessary. Dr. Pearl, thank you so much. We'll catch up again next week.
No, we'll do that. Absolutely. Thank you.